This is entitled Color Meditation Part 1. And as I am discovering, it is working with the primary colors. There's a great deal more to the primary colors than I had realized. And I made a tie this morning that was kind of, it was a wow, which I will talk about a bit later. But what I'd like to do, and this is a little hard with few people, but it still will work, is simply to write down what you envision when you think of red. I'm going to write it on the board in red, since that's what we have. But when you think of the color red, what are some of the things you think of?
Warmth.
Okay, warmth. Tulips. Tulips. Okay.
Matador's cape.
Bullfight, yeah.
What is that for?
For the bull to charge for the red.
What does it do to him?
Well, I don't know if we know if animals can see red or not, but supposedly they
infuriate.
They can.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just the flapping of the
tracks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
it's an anger.
Yeah. They want mm-hmm. You want
the, you don't want to wear red if you're not in a bull ring.
Yeah.
Okay. Emotions wise, I always associate red with rage.
Mm-hmm.
She had just written anger before you said that.
Well, the
sun. What else?
The sun to some extent.
Fire.
Mm-hmm. In that extent, as far as
heat. Yeah.
Apples.
Okay.
Blood.
Absolutely.
Stop sign. Fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
Activity.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Women's lipstick. Lips.
Anything else? Bad list. Now let's go to yellow.
That's when I think of sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Daffodils.
Mm-hmm.
Summer.
Honey.
Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Jaundice.
That isn't really yellow, though.
Is it green?
Yeah, it's closer to a green. That's what moods does it create with you?
All I can think of is lightheartedness.
Lightness. Yeah.
Yellow cab.
Lighthearted meaning sort of weak?
No, cheery, no. Easygoing.
Well, I would think weak because if you're yellow, you're scared.
Okay.
You're doing something. Right? Mm-hmm. A coward or whatever, something.
Okay. Yellow bellied.
That's what they say.
Some of these can be an absence of a color. What else? We've got
bananas.
Some very up things. Okay, we'll go on to green. What about green?
Oh,
you're sick.
Can yellow cabs really stand out on the street.
No, I've got them down right, they do. What about green?
I always think of verdant. I love that word.
You think of what?
Verdant.
E-A?
Lush green growth, fertile.
Yeah, I guess it's A, isn't it?
So Meister Eckhart or Hildegard?
E-D-E-N-T.
I think it's just verdant. D-E-R-D.
Okay, that sounds better.
Yeah.
I'm probably mispronouncing it.
Okay. Green.
Ireland.
Uh-huh. Coolness.
Okay.
Growth.
Moistness as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shamrock.
I don't know if this will fit into a word, but a memory from childhood. I grew up on a farm in Kansas, and at sunset, I can see wheat fields being backlit by the sun when they're still green in the springtime, and it's the greenest green I've ever seen.
So you're getting a nature reflection then. As far as a mood goes, I'm going to put down nature's reflection. And with the shamrock, you have growing things.
Green with envy.
Well, around St. Patrick's Day, they always talk about the Emerald Isle and the green shamrock. Mm-hmm. And green is so prevalent,
well, and
associated with Ireland.
That's the growth color.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
On the negative side, it's nausea. Someone's trying to say that.
Mm-hmm. Green around the gills. Okay, what else? Well, these are a good start.
Well, three add up to a stoplight, if you want to, I don't know, put it in either, any of the categories, red, yellow, and green.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought green for gold or whatever.
Red now we'll go into blue. Yeah, those three do. Well, green is a good entrance into the other primary, which is blue.
Mm. Cool.
Okay.
Nice.
Ocean. Water in general, I suppose.
Sky.
Loyalty.
Feeling blue, sad. Calm.
Hmm?
Calm.
Calm. Good.
Shadows.
With calm, would associated be low energy or something, or that about the same?
No. Mm-hmm. If you're calm, that can be high energy.
I think blue and not moving a lot, or
I'm going to put down not moving a lot. Okay. Okay. Now I can erase green. So I don't have anything to erase it with. The reason for putting green up there is to get you into blue. Right. then we'll go into this purely tomorrow. Okay, now.
Not
any
further.
Oh!
Okay.
Yeah?
Good enough?
Yes. Okay, now. I'm going to put red down here. We're going to leave green out now for the rest of the discussion today. Put red. I'm going to put yellow over here. I'm going to put blue up here. I'm going to do this. Reading I had done this week, I came across a couple of statements that I read through and I thought that's nice. One being that the primary colors are a trinity. I thought, well, sure, I have three of them. And then reading in this book from 1914, I came across a correlation between colors and the Trinity, and I thought, well, that's nice. And this morning, realized that we do actually live the Trinity. And this is what happened this morning. Now, when Margaret read it at lunch, she said, "We live the truth." She misread what I had written. And actually, I thought, that's right. What has been occurring is that these colors, understood in the way I'm seeing them form, we are living something through color, if we sense it, that is quite different from the color that we perceive. I'm going to put three words or three phrases down here. Holy Spirit, the will of God, and the wisdom of what?
Christ, Son, Victor.
Wisdom of Christ. Well, let's start with the blue. Now again, as I said, we haven't had a lot of definitions for this based on the number of people we are. That doesn't matter. If we think of blue, we did some work with it yesterday, and we're going to meditate with it today. Blue, we found last night, was a little hard to capture sometimes. The walls might move away, it would move up. It was a little bit ethereal. And let's see what we've put down and see if there's anything that suggests to you the ultimate will of God. Okay, we have cool and ice and ocean and water and sky. Now, royalty usually is seen with purple and not blue.
My word was loyalty.
Oh, loyalty. Okay, good. Loyalty is okay. Loyalty is something that occurs without physical substantiation, and it is an undying loyalty, is something that is still on an earthly plane, but is something quite deep. The calm, I'm going to leave this for a minute. The shadows are usually unknown. Things are hidden behind or around things. And something not moving a lot. When we have the negatives in these, if you're feeling blue or have the blues, in this respect, it is usually when you do not have blue around you. It's an absence of what the color will suggest. If you're feeling nauseated, you're feeling sick, you are not in life. You're away from it. So it's the negative or the absence of the color we're talking about. So this is very valid, but it's on the negative side. All of these, the water, of course we associate with spirituality. And we're just going to have to compete with Salieri, I believe it is, we're competing with. But the water and the sky are points of infinity. And one statement made in this book was that the sky is an arch protecting the earth all the way around. And it is, the ionosphere and so forth and so on. Kids ask, why is the sky blue? You know, it's a very intelligent question. It didn't just happen that way. The sky is a certain energy. And it's there for God's purposes. But it is a protection to the earth. It is something that covers us and is the entire entity keeping it within and safe. The waters are spiritually deep. The water is a course of baptism. The waters are blue. And these various blues are all of a certain energy. I said yesterday that it vibrates very fast. And it tends to be uplifting. It is also very calming, which we have down.
So there's none of those, anything that we said there that was blues, none of them have a tangible shape. Most of them aren't even.
That's a very good point. Mm-hmm. And they're boundaryless. And as you think of blue, it is something that floats and is above and below you and around you. And the energy may be a little bit elusive. Things I took down up here were the arch of heaven. And nobody said anything about the inspiration of blue. Churches are painted blue inside very often. It is very calming and it allows meditation. It's one color that is, the vibration is high and it's spiritual. It's not red and low and going to keep you earthbound. It's going to raise you up. So it is inspirational.
Isn't it a color also that inspires sympathy?
In what way? Of course it does, spiritually.
Well, in the Psychology of Color book I read, it says that if you want someone to like you, wear a light blue.
Well, quite honestly, I don't put a lot of faith in
sympathy and empathy.
In a book that will give you specific, how-tos, to earn more money if you wear this color, you'll...
Well, it wasn't a how-to book, but it just said that, it just stated, blue inspires sympathy and empathy.
As the energy from blue goes out, people are drawn to you. And blue does give permission to come closer. Now, in that respect, that might not be sympathy, however. It might just be approachability. I suspect blue things are blue for a reason, and everybody's wearing, a lot of blue now. A lot of blue. It's a very open color, which would fall into that. Many of the books are getting into very small phrases, and each color energy for each person is different. It's not going to be the same for each person. And then I just had belongs to the Father. But this is just a feeling of blue. This is nothing that can be put into words. It's nothing that we can identify and write down, and any more than we can write down the will of God. Same is going to be true for the other two primary colors.
Let me clarify what's going on here. Are you saying that somehow blue is a connection with belonging to the Father? I don't know what you're saying there.
The energy, not blue the color that we see, but the energy and the vibration of blue with which we live. We live with the energy and vibration of this color. We live with it around us. And that vibration is of a nature that is very uplifting and does allow the spirituality to exist more than a red. We are given blue within our world as the spiritual part of our entity or our being. That blue is part of what we live within. All of the colors, as we live within them, we're not experiencing just what we see. In fact, that's the least of what we're experiencing. What we're experiencing is what we sense, whether it's yellow or red or orange or green. And when we put the secondary colors on top of this, we'll see the projections between yellow and red and so forth. This is where we are. We live by sight and sound. And not only will blue be the vibration that is uplifting and is a vibration that matches cosmically what's going on out in the universe, there are tones that will do the same thing, that will match that vibration. It's what we receive through our senses. And there are different energies. This is one energy. Yellow is another energy, actually a physical energy. But that physical energy that we receive brings us something that we cannot identify. We keep trying to identify it and put it in the spider's web that I talked about last night. This is beyond that spider's web. Very hard to grasp. Very hard to let go of what happens visually with yellow or red or blue. But I'm talking about something very internal, and what you may feel, and when you wrap yourself in blue in a little bit, you may then be able to sense a little bit of this. It's a very, very difficult correlation to make.
Nancy? Oh, what I was thinking of was the metaphor of a very green, high green meadow with daisies, possibly, and you've got your greens and yellows, and this tremendous blue sky. Not the visual of what it does to you, but internally, the mood that it creates.
I have no difficulty with that because I was at Cloudy Pass. So
It's what's there, not what you see, but what's there.
When you lie out under the stars, although that still is the firmament, it's not blue, but that color more closely approaches the indigo, which is a color that we don't sense yet. But the blue, when you lie down and you look up into infinity, and you know you're looking out at something that is absolutely endless. How does that feel?
It's like when you're walking, like this morning, and you walked up to the junction, and there's just that blue sky, like with no clouds in it. It looks like somebody just like pasted the mountains on it. I don't know, but when you look, it's just a certain color when you look at it. Just like,
and the thing is, to experience that, or to have any reaction to it at all, because many people go through life, they never, well, I don't know how I feel about the sky. They've thought about it. You have to be willing to sit and close off your eyes and ears and just experience blue. But we don't stop to do it. We don't stop to do any of this. You know, we just go bombarding our way through life and don't experience anything. You know, and the red and the yellow and the blue can hit us, and it's very logical to say, okay, well, blue, come on. You mean the will of God. Blue is something I see. It's not something to experience. I either wear it or I drive a car that has that color on the outside. It is necessary to do what Anne told me to do. Stop. Close your eyes and listen with the inner ear and the inner eye. And that's what we're going to do in a little bit. And try to experience it in light of what we've talked about. This is but a pencil stroke of the idea that's a whole manuscript. Written somewhere. All this is just a dit. And so it's awfully hard to take in half an hour. And I've been working with this a long time, trying to pull pieces together and see if they've got, you know, some, but that's a result of a lot of listening and a lot of just inner questioning. Coming right down to why is the sky blue? It just is. Well, there are reasons. Yellow. The wisdom of Christ. What have we said about yellow? We've said it's uplifting. Does yellow feel like blue? That's a hard question, isn't it? Does yellow, I mean, I've said blue's uplifting. Is yellow the same as blue? Not quite. Yellow, we're saying, is a truly lifting experience. Sunshine, brightness, happy.
Excitement.
Excitement is another one we could put down here. Excitement. All of these are yellow. And the word I feel is a good one here is celebration. Yellow is a celebration. Now, yellow, when it is white, is a blinding white, isn't it? The vibration of yellow is not as high as blue. And really, on the scale, it's difficult to say high and low. Yellow is a different vibration than blue. It is lower on the visual, perceptual scale. But it is very definitely one that moves us up. As we become an empty vessel, we are filled with the light. Wisdom is not intellect. It's not something you can sit down and read about. Wisdom is gained again without the five senses. Wisdom is something that by letting yourself go, you gain Christ. And you are lifted up and you celebrate. The halo that is seen is yellow. It was painted gold because that's what looked good, and that is the color that the most precious metal could be brought into the church, and that would be the highest form of wisdom brought into the church in the form of the most precious metal, gold. But we have the wisdom. And the halo, if you see a halo around someone, that is someone whose self is gone and who is allowing the Christ to work through him. I have seen two in the last 2 weeks from the same person, and only one other. And I don't see auras that often, but only when there is a reason to. And the halo was a pale, vibrating yellow. Now, it doesn't mean I was seeing it visually, but what I was seeing was the energy. It is a particular entity of its own, a particular energy and vibration of its own. We see with our eyes, we see only one small part of what is in fact yellow. You can hear yellow in, I believe it's A sharp. It gives the same vibration. We don't correlate them. But we're not talking about the seen yellow. We're talking about the experienced yellow. And remember, all matter is made up of molecules that are moving, that are vibrating. Everything in your body and being is responding to vibration. That's what makes up matter. And there is space between that. And it is vibration that affects matter. And so what we're talking about is this vibration from what is around us affecting our being in vibration. And we don't, that's nothing to do with the five senses. So we talk about celebration, halo, the wisdom of that we gain by giving up self. And let's see, it is said to be the color of the soul. If it is the color of the soul, the very innermost part of our being, it is of Christ. Our soul is of Christ. Now that is not a conjecture. I am pulling that one. But the wisdom, as you separate it from intellect, now different shades of yellow, as green is added to yellow. and you get to a very yellowy green, you may have, you'll have intellect, and we'll see this tomorrow, intellect in different forms, from pure wisdom through earthly intellect as we add some earth to it, and we come out with intellect, and as it goes farther down the scale and black is added to it, you can have some pretty dangerous thinking. So the subject is intellect. I mean, the subject is wisdom in yellow. And again, it's the vibration, it's the energy that is working.
When you say that dangerous thinking, is that... I just want to make sure that I'm on the right wavelength here. Is it like when students or people that have done artwork or maybe like picking out weavings or done artwork and they start picking out these colors, is it manifested usually?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what students are picking out when they pick out yarns for a weaving will be things that feed into where they are or where they are striving to be. So they're going to be picking out energies, and they're reacting not to the color, but to something within the color. It's awfully hard to deal with something you can't see, and we are very materialistically bound in this country. So materialistically bound that this is an almost impossible concept for us. Holy Spirit. Take a look, there is red. Got things that are strong. Responses to things. This is also a strong response, an erotic response within the female species. Warnings. We've got the pulse of life. We have burning. Runs rather the gamut of feelings. A lot of people see things, you know, very uplifting. The red is a heightened activity. We often get a little more into the lifeblood, the, you know, the rhythm, the pulsing. But red with anger, it's very powerful, and it runs the gamut from being calm or slow activity that is rhythmic to rage, and that includes the bullfights. And of course, there is a lot in nature that is all different colors. We have apples up here. And things that are very beautiful to us. Usually the apple is a source of life. It's thought of it. The rose, you know, has been revered for hundreds of years. And the red rose. This is the pulse of life. And it is the pulse of rhythm. Red is the lowest energy vibration, and it vibrates slowly and steadily, and it doesn't change. It's just ongoing. And it is the most earthbound. As I said last night, red is the color of this planet right now. It is earthbound. It is earthbound. It is material bound. It is survival bound. This is, it's involved with energy. We have not allowed our minds to come to a higher consciousness. In the last 2,000 years, we've been bound pretty much by what we need and want to survive. And there is a need now, and we read about it every day, to think higher thoughts. What are higher thoughts, for pity's sake? You stand on a table. Higher vibrations, higher energy, higher thoughts. Raise your level of thinking. What does this refer to? It means get it away from this pulsing life and balance it with the Holy Spirit and with the wisdom of Christ. I mean, with the will of God and the wisdom of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the working of God with us and through Christ with us. The Holy Spirit is the means by which we receive the blue and the yellow. It is the base energy that surrounds us and surrounds our planet at this point in time. It is basically activity. Activity can run the gamut from low activity to very high activity. And it's everything, all surrounding us. That's all energies, all five senses, the whole thing. When we live a little bit too much in the red area, as we have been for quite a while.
Lindsay, is it really, are we living in it, or are we living in the lack of it? We were talking, you know, you were talking about, like, with the feeling blue, the negative.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're living in the lack of the yellow and blue.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, planetary discussions will go. But the Holy Spirit, and answering that a little bit more, the Holy Spirit does not simply exist here, nor do these two simply mm-hmm. exist. It is this constant which ends up being, you know, the motion between all three of these. We have pulled down. We have not allowed our thinking, and through the churches this is true too, that we've allowed the church to govern us materialistically and tell us what we will think, what we will believe. It's difficult for the churches to let in the Holy Spirit as it is of all three. And it's something that they are working with quite consciously. And as the church begins to shrink a little bit, the recognition is coming that there's balance needed. There is to allow the Holy Spirit, which is our means of life in all planes, we need to bring the balance back of these other two. It's there by the grace of God, whether we accept it or not. It does exist. We can destroy a lot But the path goes obviously both ways between the Trinity. When we're talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, this, you know, this is, it's the same discussion. And the Holy Spirit can only work through us if we have received Christ. And if we allow God to work through our lives, both by the will of God and by living through Christ. And that is the basis of the Trinity. And translated into energies, not of the physical plane. We're talking about exactly the same thing. And the temptation is to keep it very much on a physical plane. It's very difficult to allow this to be sensed in any other form. What I'd like to do to experience these three colors is do a meditation. If you're willing, it's going to be very hard with the distraction next door. I'll tell you that right now. But I'd like to go, as we did last night, from red to yellow to blue, but in a very different meditative form. And I think we can do it in 15 minutes. And see what you can sense in the three colors that is not associated with something on a physical plane, but is simply a sensing of the color, keeping in mind the Trinity. Let's see what happens. You might want to sit on the floor, and then you can sit, since there are very few of us, we can either sit in the chair or on the floor. And what I want you to do is sit up straight and take a deep breath and exhale. Take another deep breath and exhale. And I want you to walk out into a field in which you will find a platform on which you can climb and sit. You'll find your platform. Sit up on top of the platform. And to center on it, simply lean forward a little bit. Lean back onto each side. And I want you to draw a cloud, a little cloud right over your head. And from that cloud is going to come like a lightning rod or bolt energy, which I want you to bring down your spine. Feel it going all the way down your spine and up and down and up until you can feel it go all the way down to the base of your spine. When you have thus cleared your spine, let the ray go back up into the cloud and let the cloud go. Now, sitting on your platform in the middle of the field, I want you to picture a white light all around you. Surround yourself in white light. And now I want you to wrap yourself in the color red. Let it wrap all the way around you. Reach out and touch it. Reach out into it. See how it feels. Try to concentrate on it. See what it does. And unwrap the red from around you. Now wrap the color yellow around you, all the way around. Reach out and touch it. Feel it. Look up, see what it's like. Up higher. Experience the pure wisdom of Christ. Now unwrap the yellow. Wrap yourself in a medium to light blue, pure blue, all the way around. Reach out and touch the blue, put your hand into it, see what it feels like. Sense the presence of the will of God. And unwrap the blue from around you. Look out over your field. This is your place where you can come. I want you to take a deep breath in. Exhale out. Another deep breath.